TPD taking zero tolerance approach to unruly jet ski operators. We explore that in this edition of Tourism Roundup. In our No Jamaica feature, we bring you excerpts of Tacky the Chieftain, an ode to Tacky's role in emancipation. I'm Camille Guthrie. Stay with us. Private and commercial jet ski operators who fail to comply with the regulations governing the industry are being urged to get in line with the requirements. Executive Director of the Tourism Product Development Company TPD Co. Dennis Hickey says the team is on a drive to increase compliance.
You can only operate if you're commercially registered. Otherwise, you can't apply out there for business. And if you're going to operate privately, you cannot be on the public beaches. Anybody who contravenes this, then the team will be out there to deal with and address it.
So, what are some of the regulations that jet ski operators are to adhere to? Firstly, all operators must be registered with the Maritime Authority of Jamaica, the MAJ. They are to have identification numbers in the form of color-coded decals, one set of decals for commercially licensed operators, and another type for those licensed to operate privately. Another stipulation is that jet skis registered for private use cannot be utilized commercially.
We have lifted the ban on all private jet ski operations across the country, with some limitations, of course. Private jet skis cannot operate from certain areas such as the Blue Lagoon in Portland, licensed beaches across the country.
In jet ski operation, there's a term referred to as launch site. This is an area on the foreshore through which jet skis are permitted to leave and return. Personal watercraft, PWCs, or jet skis will be launched from such sites in accordance with specific guidelines and recommendations. In light of the rules governing launch sites, owners and operators of private and commercial jet skis are required to inform the MAJ of these locations. This enables the MAJ to effectively monitor activities across the island. On the matter of enforcement, the TPD co-executive director points out that a task force has been established as one of the measures to bring jet ski operation under stronger management. The task force is being guided by the MAJ and TPD co, with enforcement by the Marine Police Division. On July 18, the operation of private PWCs was reopened across the island for licensed users. This was after an island-wide ban was imposed in February to allow for the regularization of the commercial operations and for steps to be taken by the MAJ to register all PWCs or jet skis on the island. Mr. Hickey says TPD Co. and its affiliates are working at regularizing the industry, and consultations are underway with both private and commercial operators in this regard.
We have been advised that additional resources are going to be put on the ground, and we strongly believe that the guests can have the comfort of the beaches while we keep those people who don't want to obey the rules that have been laid out of the waters.
Executive Director of the Tourism Product Development Company TPD Co. Dennis Hickey. In our No Jamaica feature, we bring you excerpts of Tacky the Chieftain, an ode to Tacky's role in emancipation. Tacky, a Coromantee chief, was from the Guinea area of the west coast of Africa, as were many of the slaves sold to plantations in St. Mary. Tacky's position as overseer on the frontier plantation gave him the opportunity to draw up some simple but effective plans to gain freedom and to easily get them to his trusted followers, both at Frontier and neighboring Trinity plantations. Here is an excerpt summary of how those plans went.
Tacky the chieftain decided to fight. I finish with being a slave. The morning sun rose clear and bright on him and his followers brave, his hundreds of followers brave. So cunningly he laid his plan, so fierce his courage shone, that up and down Jamaica land men made his cause their own. They made his cause their own. But one faint-hearted slipped away upon that fateful morn, and many died on that sad day, for soldiers had been warned. But Comorantine Tacky fought. As long as I have breath, no man shall boast that I was caught. A bullet caused his death.
And that wraps up this week's program. I'm Camille Guthrie. Until next time, one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.